For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Alice Daniel. How do you help frontline workers and support local restaurants at the same time? FM 89's Laura Satsui spoke to a Valley resident doing just that.
Tali Whelan is a registered nurse.
I have worked the long 12-hour shifts in the past, and so I know how difficult it can be to be on your feet for so long and constantly on the go.
But she works in a dermatology office, and right now, because it's not busy, she's on furlough. So she started a one-woman local chapter of Frontline Appreciation Group, or FLAG.
Do you need help getting the food out?
No.
Okay.
Using monetary donations, she purchases food from local restaurants and passes it out to healthcare workers across the Valley. She's been to hospitals and clinics in Mendota, Madera, and...
Thank you guys so much. Enjoy. Bye.
Today, she's at Community Regional Medical Center in downtown Fresno with boxed lunches from Sam's Italian Deli and Market.
A lot of these local hospitals, the healthcare staff are not able to go down to the cafeteria because of the COVID restrictions.
Whelan's mission supports workers, but also local restaurants, which are struggling to stay afloat. Nick Marzoliano of Sam's Deli says as soon as there was a shelter-in-place order...
Pretty much when the phone rang, it was a cancellation. Refunded back $12,000 worth of sales in one day.
But thanks to FLAG and other organizations like Feed the Frontlines Fresno, Marzoliano says he's been able to keep his entire staff on and be part of a good cause. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.